Mecklenburg County has six competitive races in the state legislature, with the Republican Party's supermajority in the General Assembly at stake. And with less than 2 weeks before the November 6th election, candidates and independent groups have been bombarding voters with mailers and TV ads. They're increasingly negative and misleading. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
In South Charlotte, Democrat Brandon Lofton is in a tight House race against Republican Andy Doolin.
Lofton even signed a pledge to limit free speech. Lofton, another word for radical. But Andy Doolin's...
Sounds terrible, right? Lofton thinks so.
It's flat out ridiculous. I mean, I began my career as a civil rights lawyer.
Lofton says he supports free speech, but...
I have concerns about unlimited spending and by corporate special interests in our election.
Lofton signed a pledge by the group Future Now, which calls for limiting corporate spending in elections. Does that mean Lofton wants to curtail free speech? Doolin wouldn't say.
Oh, I don't recall. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not able to, without the information right in front of me, Steve.
In the Ballantyne area, Democrat Wesley Harris is trying to unseat Republican incumbent Scott Stone. Harris paid for a mailer that ties Stone to HB2, the GOP-passed law from 2016 that required people to use the bathroom in government-owned buildings that matched the gender on their birth certificate. After numerous boycotts, that law was repealed. The mailer says Stone is, quote, part of the team that passed HB2, the bill that cost North Carolina. That's factually correct. Stone is a Republican, and the Republicans passed HB2. But Stone wasn't in the General Assembly then. He was appointed to the seat after HB2 passed. How would Stone have voted on HB2?
I have no idea what I would have done at the time, but I will say that during those next 2 years, I was working pretty collaboratively with Democrats in Charlotte. I had always said that we should consider repeal, but I think the city of Charlotte, the city council needed to repeal their ordinance as well, because that's what started the whole thing in the first place.
Possibly the single most intense attack has been in a state Senate race, where Republican incumbent Dan Bishop is trying to keep his seat against Democrat Chad Stakowitz.
Chad Stakowitz, candidate for state Senate, convicted drunk driver.
That's all true. Stakowitz was arrested for DWI 10 years ago. His blood alcohol level was 0.21, almost three times the legal limit, and he'd driven into oncoming traffic on Park Road. Voters in the district, which include South Charlotte, Matthews, and Mint Hill, have been deluged with mail about the arrest, some paid for by the NC Republican Party and the NC Senate Majority Fund. Stakowitz says the mailers imply he was arrested this year.
I had a DWI when I was 2008, over a decade ago, which I'm very remorseful for. But I didn't see it sort of turning into this depiction of me as some sort of horrible human from, that happened recently.
He expected the DWI to come up, but he says the ads are...
It's just not a true depiction. And so it definitely went a lot further than I had expected to sort of see the spin on everything.
The mailers also highlight comments Stakowitz made in online chat rooms 3 years ago. He said he often drove drunk before his arrest and said texting and driving was more dangerous. The other competitive state Senate race in Mecklenburg County is between Republican incumbent Jeff Tartt and Democratic challenger Natasha Marcus. The GOP's Senate Majority Fund has hit Marcus with mailers saying she was part of the, quote, far-left mob and is for open borders and sanctuary cities. The mailer against Marcus does not have any citations as to where the allegations came from.
Immigration policy has little or nothing to do with the state Senate race. And I wish he would discuss the issues that are actually in play in the state Senate race. There are no borders around the state of North Carolina.
The General Assembly does not write immigration laws. But 3 years ago, the state and the city of Charlotte fought over whether Charlotte's policies towards unauthorized immigrants made it a sanctuary city. Tartt's campaign believes Marcus's ads aren't fair either.
Jeff Tartt consistently voted to underfund education, dropping school funding to 39th in the nation. Now our teachers are leaving and our schools are...
North Carolina was, in fact, 39th in the nation in per-pupil funding in 2017, according to the National Education Association. But the state's ranking has improved slightly this decade, from 45th 6 years ago. Election day is a week and a half away. If history is any guide, you can count on your mailbox filling up again and again with more negative mailers. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.